Last episode, I discussed some of my favorite athletes, and some of you sent me some of your favorite athletes. So we're going to go through them and react to who some of your favorite athletes are.
Hello, Isaac Leibowitz. I don't know if that's how you say your last name or not. So personally, I don't watch baseball. However, I am a huge football fan and a pretty decent. I'm kind of a basketball fan. I haven't really been watching it lately. I just don't find basketball as fun to watch as football. So personally, I would say my favorite athlete would be either Dallas Goedert, the tight end for the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, as a tight end in football myself, it's fun to watch players playing the same position. It's either him or the running back for the Eagles, Miles Sanders. He's just been the best player on the Eagles recently, and I think that he is just a really good player, and he's really fun to watch whenever he gets the ball.
Those were some pretty solid options, Jake. I totally agree with you with Dallas Goedert. He's one of my favorite athletes as well to watch, just because he plays for my favorite team, the Eagles. And I agree with you in the fact that it's fun to watch players who also play the same position as you in the pros. And also, I like Miles Sanders as well. Now, I do not really agree with you in the fact that he's the best player on the Eagles. But we can have that discussion later. But he's a very good pick as well.
My favorite athlete in general would probably be Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan is another solid option for a favorite athlete of all time. Obviously, his numbers do the talking for him. A 6-time champion, probably a top 2 player of all time. If you ask me, it's between him and LeBron for the GOAT, but we don't have to get into that argument right now either. But yeah, that's a solid option. And even though I wasn't alive to watch him in his prime, watching the Last Dance documentary really showed how great of a player he was. And yeah, that's a great option.
I don't really follow baseball. I don't know a lot of baseball players other than like famous ones like you mentioned, Mike Trout. But my favorite athlete would most likely be Niki Lauda, just because I think his story is very inspiring. He's a Formula One or ex-Formula One driver. And my favorite team would also probably be in Formula One and be the McLaren team. Yeah.
Obviously, Mike Trout is probably the most well-known baseball player in this current generation. So I don't blame you for not really knowing that many other baseball players, because the league really does a poor job of marketing their players. But I never actually knew about the other athlete that you mentioned, or the team that you mentioned either, so it was nice to learn something new.
My favorite baseball player is Bryce Harper. I think he's a good player, more than good, but sometimes I know people think he's overrated. Also, JT Realmuto, also very good. But my previous favorite was Derek Jeter before he retired. He was the GOAT. I have his jersey. And also, Mike, you said mentioned Mike Trout. I think Mike Trout's really good, too. And he's also from New Jersey, so I think that's cool that, like, he's such a accomplished player and he's from New Jersey.
Okay, so I see we have another Phillies fan in the audience. I am also a big Phillies fan. I really like Bryce Harper and JT Realmuto as well. I want to quickly dive into why people call Bryce Harper overrated. Because you did bring that up, that sometimes people call him overrated, but he's really not. I really want to quickly dive into that. The reason I think people call him overrated is because he got a lot of money from the Phillies. And most MLB teams overpay in free agency for the better players in free agency. So, did he deserve $330 million on that contract? Probably not, but he was a former MVP at the time, and the Phillies really needed a star player out of that free agency class, so they locked up their guy. Still had an excellent first season with them, and a pretty good second season, even though it was only a very shortened season. And on to JT Realmuto. I love JT Realmuto. He's a great fielder, one of the best guys behind the plate at throwing people out, trying to steal. And he's a great hitter, probably the best all-around catcher in baseball. Now on to Derek Jeter. I like that pick, but I wouldn't call him the GOAT. See, there are stat nerds that dive into statistics and pick out every reason why Derek Jeter wasn't good or why he was really good. Obviously, the eye test can tell you that he was a really good player, the first unanimous player in to make the Hall of Fame, which is great. I think he was a great player. He was a little bit overrated, in my opinion. And also, for Mike Trout, I think it's awesome that he grew up near where we live. My baseball coach actually told me about a time that Mike Trout played here, and I also saw a video of when he played at Cherry Hill East on the varsity field. And I just remember watching that video, and he had a total home, like, over the fence, cleared it by at least a few feet, bomb of a home run. I just think that's really cool that he has a connection to, like, around here, and also that he's a big Philadelphia sports fan as well. I see him frequently at Eagles games. They show him on the big board, and that eventually gets posted around on social media. And I'm sure that he was a Phillies fan before he was drafted by the Angels. I mean, yeah. But he was also a great person in general. I see all over social media about how great of a person he is. And yeah, those are some really good picks.
Favorite athlete, that would be Michael Jordan. Even though he retired, I still like him because I research about him and I know a lot about him.
Okay, so we have another Michael Jordan fan in the audience. Like I said earlier, none of us were born yet when Michael Jordan was really in his prime. And he was, like, really, he's probably the GOAT in a lot of people's opinions. And yeah, obviously the documentary that was released last year, called The Last Dance, really gave people a lot of insight into how good of a player he really was. So yeah, I think that's a really good pick for your favorite athlete ever. Thank you to everybody who sent in their messages after the last episode. I really appreciate it. I really like all of the picks that were made on the show today, especially my Philadelphia sports athletes. I'm a huge Philly sports fan. So anytime you have anything to ask me about Philadelphia sports or just to get into an argument about sports, I'm always open for it, so be sure to hit me up if you want to talk about sports ever. And until next time, this is the Isaac Lee Woods Podcast signing off.